Hola, bienvenidos al primer episodio de ¿Qué pasa Midwest? Soy Paola Marizan.
And I'm Maria Thomas. Welcome to the first episode of What's Up Midwest.
A bilingual show full of culture and interesting stories, historias interesantes y temas que impactan nuestras comunidades.
These topics are designed to be a conversation and a cultural bridge between diverse communities and immigrants seeking their own versions of the American dream.
¿O será que ya no hay un sueño americano? This is a melting pot de gente chévere, courageous people, and borderless spiritual music with a reflection of the Latino diaspora and the meaning of Latinoamericanismo. Es una vista familiar. It's a familiar sight. Colorful cleats perforating the green grass on a warm morning. Families cheering for their favorite teams, gritando por los suyos. The directions being yelled in Spanish for the soccer players. Arriba, arriba, dale, mira, mira. En todas las culturas existen los fanáticos del deporte.
It's common to see the masses of people accumulate in stadiums to watch players battle for their teams, towns, and countries. It's almost a religious experience. At least, that's how Abraham describes it. Abraham Brown, a leader of the Midwest Latino community, describes football, soccer, as algo religioso, something religious, as much a part of the Latino community as Catholicism.
Soccer is a second religion for Latinos, as embedded in their culture. Soccer has been bringing together many, many people from different countries. And this is a way to celebrate that even within our Latino community, we're very diverse. There are 20 Latino countries that come together and celebrate playing soccer. So Kermis actually comes from a word that means celebration. So it's just a celebration that we're together, we are united as community, and that we're cheerful. It just brings out our Latino hearts celebrating whenever we can celebrate something. So it's been a tough year for many things that have been going on. This is one of those times where we can say, well, let's focus in community. Let's focus in the family. Let's focus in that we can be united and do great things together. And that we're expecting to be part of a community as a whole.
This religious experience has been going on for centuries. The ancient Mayan's great ball court at Chichen Itza, Mexico, was used for ritualistic sports.
Así es, María. Este juego que no viene de ahora involucraba espíritus que separaban la tierra. The game involved spirits that could part the earth and had elements similar to those of soccer and basketball, pero más intenso. It was played to decide who died and who lived to be a slave.
And as part of her journey to this community, Gloria Castillo brought that experience from Querétaro, Mexico, her native land. She grew up next to a soccer field playing with her family. Castillo has been in Evansville for more than 10 years. She oversees the local soccer Latino league.
For her, football or soccer va más allá de la religión. Soccer is a family tradition, but as a woman, Castillo can sometimes face dudas, doubts about her leadership from this, at times, machismo-fueled environment.
Pero sí, me encanta demasiado, me encanta esto y digo, ¿cómo una mujer podemos llevar a cabo una liga de soccer? Siempre sobresalimos nosotras las mujeres y ánimo, pues lo hago todo con amor y dedicación para que todos los jugadores se diviertan, regalándoles un poquito de mi tiempo.
Y cuando los jugadores o los entrenadores la ven y ven que usted es una mujer, ¿cómo se comportan?
La comunidad latina ha sido muy respetuosa, muy amable conmigo, eso se los agradezco de corazón y que acepten más que nada que una mujer es la que está al frente de la liga de soccer. I love.
But Gloria feels empowered to be the head of the football league. She said the local Latino community has been very respectful and kind to her, and she's grateful for it. But overall, everyone has to accept that a woman is the head of the soccer league. This international sport has evolved in more than one way. In Latin America, more than 20 countries play soccer, but that's not the only thing that unites them. Like soccer, chasing the American dream also unites Latinos. Here's Juan Carlos Mesa from Bolivia. Juan Carlos grew up playing soccer, but he doesn't think of it as first on his list.
I think it's really true. I love soccer. I know religion and family go before that, so maybe it's third. Maybe it's third, yeah.
¿Qué para ti es el sueño americano?
El sueño, para mucha gente, el sueño americano es venir a trabajar y ayudar a su familia.
Nuestra cultura es una mezcla de ritmos, sabores y colores. Latin American history is a mix of rhythms, food, and colors that spice our culture. The African and Spanish influence has filled our plates with diverse tastes and our feet with uncontrollable tempo. Moyo Akinsete is from Africa. Like Juan Carlos, he too has seen the American dream evolve for him and his family.
What is the American dream?
The ability to start from nothing and basically work your way up to professional wealth, to where you're able to take care of yourself and your family and make something out of your life. And I think that's pretty much it. But I think these days it's maybe starting to change, and the opportunity to do that isn't so free to everybody like it used to be. So that's the American dream to me. But I feel like I've been a part of it. Coming from Nigeria, my dad he's worked his way up as a math professor in university. We moved from Nigeria to South Africa, and then he got a job in Minnesota for about a year. And then subsequently, he found a job at Marshall University, which is in West Virginia. And now he's the chair of the math department there. And I think we've been really blessed as a family. But without hard work, you can't make anything of yourself.
But we all have different experiences crossing the border. Or as some like to say, the border has crossed us. And for many, the American dream has morphed, faded, or become a reality.
Así es, María. Para muchos, el sueño americano ha cambiado. Todos cruzamos de diferentes maneras y por diferentes razones. No hablamos el mismo lenguaje, we don't speak the same slang, y a veces chocamos en nuestras creencias, and there's culture clash. But some feelings are universal.
At the 2016 OLAFES, we asked Latinos what the American dream means to them. Escuchemos.
Yo vine aquí por un aire fresco, por algo diferente.
El sueño americano me imagino que debe ser el lograr todo lo que tiene uno propuesto.
El sueño americano para mí es ser feliz. Yo pienso que en cualquier país tú lo puedes ser, pero en Estados Unidos tenés más la libertad.
El sueño americano es great. I've been here 22, can I say in English? I've been here 22 years and I have achieved my American dream. And my have five children, and all my children been graduated here in college, and they have great opportunity. They work in big companies. One of my daughter is in the Navy right now, and another one is going to the military to serve the country. And my son is an engineer, and he achieved all his dreams right here in this town. And we feel blessed, and we thank God for America, and we bless America.
That was Isela Martinez from Tijuana, Antonio Bonegas de Mexico, Joanna Sanchez from Honduras, and Rosy Van Hoos from my homeland, Dominican Republic.
So there is a common theme among the American dreamers. Family is the driving force, even when you're far from them. Something we'll explore more closely in future episodes of ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
Claro que sí, María. La familia siempre va primero. The tempo-rich music you heard was by African Rhythm Production. Steve Berger and Abby Gibson helped produce this segment. Soy Paola Marizan.
Y yo, Maria Thomas.
No te vayas.
Adios.